All right, well, welcome everybody. One of the things we're going to be talking about today is our timeliness and punctuality. So it's 4:17, so let's get started. Those that show up can just go, come in and find their seat somewhere. So thank you first for coming. Thank you first, second, for what you do. When I sent out the texts on Friday, I counted up and there were 63 different people that I was texting around our worship ministry. That's 10% of what we had on Easter Sunday in attendance. So typically that's 15% or more of what we have attending church on a regular basis. So this is, I'm going to have Landon speak in just a second, but this is probably, I would say by far if not the largest ministry sections we have here. It's definitively one of the most visible ministry sections that we have here, with everything that the worship ministry touches. So clearly, if I'm texting 63 people, this is not a one man or one woman show. This is a group of all of us coming together, serving our Lord each and every day. So we're gonna go through a lot of stuff today, just kind of resetting, because there's a lot of new faces, a lot of things that we're doing. And one of the things Landon has challenged us as a staff with is, as we grow, we need to get processes in place. We need to make sure there's a rhyme or reason why we do what we do, who can join us, what you have to do to join us, etc. So that's what a lot of this is about. What are the expectations for being a part of the worship ministry here at Southside? So I'm going to ask Landon, if you got to speak into the mic, even though they cannot hear you because we're recording it, but to speak to the importance of worship here. It is the number one thing on your vision list. And then just kind of your thoughts around what we do around here.
Thank you. That's where I want to start, is I want to start by saying thank you. Because each and every week, every day, you are giving of yourself to be a part of the mission that God has given us here at Southside, to know him and to make Jesus known together. I firmly believe, as we look to Scripture, that we were created to worship. This is who God made us to be. And we get to do that as individuals, within our lives every day, whether we eat, sleep, or drink, whatever we do to the glory of God. We get to do that within our families. We get to raise our children, disciple them in the faith. We get to spend time in the Word together with our families and that group that God has given us to live with. And then we get to do that together as the church. And you all are a huge part in leading us in worship together as the church. And it really, really gives me great joy every Sunday or any other time that we gather together to experience how God is working in and through you to lead our church to the throne of our God. And so Scripture tells us that we have a great high priest who is Jesus. And he is tempted in every way, and yet he is without sin. And because of who he is, we can boldly come before the throne of grace in worship. And every Sunday, you lead our church boldly before the throne of grace. And I am so thankful for the way in which you love Jesus and the way in which you love our church and the way in which you trust Kip and follow Kip. And so I just want to say thank you for all that you do. And I want you to know how much you are a part of what God is doing here at Southside Baptist Church as we do seek to know God and make Jesus known together. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of effort. And being able to watch that and experience it, I stood in this space for a lot of years and on the music side and artistic side and all those aspects and everything that it takes to accomplish it. And so I know what it takes and I appreciate it. But I also want you to know one of the greatest questions I got asked as God transitioned us to Southside: are you going to be able to not be a worship pastor and be a preaching and teaching pastor and a lead pastor? And I can tell you confidently, yes. And confidently that I get to see that and experience that each and every week, what you do. And there is never a question in my heart as to what is going to take place and is it going to honor God. And so again, thank you. Thank you for what you do. Kip, thank you for what you do, brother. It is a joy to work alongside all of you. Hey. You can pay me later. I expect donuts at the meeting in the morning. But God is good. God is so gloriously, graciously kind to us. And we get to worship him. And thank you for leading our church in doing that each and every week. Father, we love you. And Father, we thank you so much for your love for us. We thank you that Jesus is our great high priest. Father, we thank you that we have been created to worship you. And so, Father, let us never miss that glorious, glorious truth, reality, opportunity. And Father, as we gather together as the church, as you unite us together in covenant with yourself and with each other, understanding what that looks like in its fullness. Father, knowing that the conversations that we're having in the parking lot are worship. The meetings that we're having in our connection groups and those times of discipleship, they are worship. Father, as we gather in this room, as we sing to the glory of your name, as we read scripture, as we pray, worship. So, Father, help us to know that we're a part of your kingdom work. And, Father, I thank you for every person who is in this room. Father, I thank you for the sacrifices that they make. I thank you for the energy that they give, the time that they give. Father, the talents that they give each and every week to the glory of your name, to lead your people. Father, continue to bless them. Continue to make your face shine upon them. Be gracious unto them, O Lord. Continue to move us forward together as we church, as we seek to know you and make Jesus known together. We love you. Father, I thank you for Kip. Thank you for all that he does, Father. It's a joy, Father, to be a part and to walk alongside with him. Father, bless my brother. Continue to use him. Continue to hold him close to yourself. Continue to use him to lead your people. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. And we pray all these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
All right, so this is the worship ministry team. And so when I say that, everybody plays a critical part. It's easy to say, okay, the worship team are the five people that's up here singing, the band that's up there playing, the choir when they're up in the loft, and they are a major part of the worship team. But just we all know if Aubrey mutes somebody when they shouldn't be muted or has somebody too loud or Richard forgets to mute the video at the end of the service and it starts blaring through, that's a distraction. Anytime something like that happens during a service, it takes the average person 5-10 minutes to refocus on whatever was happening at the time. So sound guys are a critical part of the worship ministry team here. The guys that run ProPresenter, heaven help us if the words aren't up on the screen. We can't sing happy birthday if the words aren't up on the screen. So it's a critical part of the worship ministry team here. The live stream team, the team that works on the sound and works on the video. I can't tell you the number of people that, because Trina is one of the greeters, my wife, and I can't tell you the number of people that come up to her or talk to Landon as they're finding out their story. They watch the service for 4 or 5 weeks before they ever darken the doors here. So the live stream team, even though during the service, I've looked, and there's a lot of time we invest and money we invest in that. And there's 10 people that watch it during the service. But during the week, there's hundreds of people that go in and they watch it after the service. And so those guys, though you never see them, they're holed up back in a room back there. It makes a difference what they're doing. It's a critical part of what we do here. There's a new team that I'm going to talk about this afternoon that I'm calling the pick crew. Not the pit crew, but the pick crew. We need people, and I'll get into more details in a few, but we need people who are willing to do the uncomfortable piece of taking some candid photos of people in the foyer, in kind of around in the worship service time, before, after worship service, because Landon likes to do a weekly post on Facebook. Landon can't take pictures of everything. We need people who are willing to volunteer to say, yeah, I'll take that on. And I got some ideas around some pictures, but just to have that as a consistent thing, that you take the picture, you upload the pictures, Landon can access them and use them immediately this afternoon or tomorrow morning. You'd be surprised how much of a difference that makes. That's a part of, because we're focusing those pictures around the worship hour, that's now part of the worship ministry team. So there's another opportunity there. So I got a lot of papers I'm going to hand out, but I wanted to really level set that everybody sitting in here, and those that aren't even here yet, are a critical part of what we do here when it comes to worship. And worship is all about putting our focus on God. and getting ourselves out of the way, which is another aspect that I want to speak to. Two other things I want to speak to for everybody in here. Number one, Landon and my, and I'll keep referring to Landon because we've had these conversations. He did my job for a long time, much better than I do it, but he did it a long time. And our desire for anybody that's in this room, anybody that's serving in the worship ministry, is you're an active, you're engaged and connected to Southside Baptist Church first. Because of your love for Christ, because you see the community here at Southside, this is the place where you want to plug in. That's number one. Now that I'm a part of Southside Baptist Church, if God has blessed me with a talent that I can then leverage as part of the worship ministry, then that's where we want you to plug in. But step one is being an active, engaged member of Southside Baptist Church. That's the most important piece of anything we do, is that's number one. Because this, I don't want gig players. I don't want somebody who's just going to show up and play when I ask them to play, and they never do anything else here. They play on stage, and they go sit in the corner, and you never see them. We don't need that. I'd rather have a piano and nothing else than to have a bunch of professional paid gig players. No, nobody on stage gets paid. Well, almost nobody on stage gets paid. But the vast majority of people are doing it because they love God, they're connected to Southside, and they're using their talents and abilities. That's what they want to do. And that's what I want, is a group of people who are sold out to Jesus, in love with Southside, and wants to leverage their skill sets with us. That's what I strive for. And when you do that, then what you'll see as we're going through this, what you'll see is that it's not about me at that point. It's not about me. I'm not on stage to get glory to me. I'm not on stage. I'm not singing. I'm not picking songs that for specific people. I'm picking songs that glorify God, and then we'll figure out who can sing it best from there. Same thing with you. As you're on stage, as you're working in the sound booth, whatever, we're doing it because we want to point people to Jesus, not point people to ourselves. And so that's a critical piece of a lot of stuff that we'll be talking about today. Now, as I said, Landon and I have had the conversations. He's had the conversation with the staff around, okay, let's get some more policies in place. So what we'll go through, I'm going to hand it out in just a minute. But what we'll go through is, okay, you want to be part of the choir, or you're talking to somebody who wants to be part of the choir. What does it take to be part of the choir? What does it take to be a singer on the praise team? What does it take to be a musician? What does it take to be in the sound booth? What does it take to be on Pro Presenter? What does it take to be live stream? What does it take to be a member of the pick crew? We'll go through all of that, go through expectations. I know John did this, John Musatelli, who was our previous, he did this several years ago, modified some of that. Some of that we kept very similar, but it's just we have consistency. And so I'm in the business world. I work 50 plus hours a week. I'm out of town at least one night a week, traveling. Travel North Carolina, South Carolina, most of Virginia, most of West Virginia, portions of Georgia. So one of the books that was force-fed to us a few years ago was Extreme Ownership. And one of the key tenets of that is discipline equals freedom. Meaning, if I know what's expected of me, then I don't have to worry about it. If I know what I'm supposed to wear on the stage, I don't have to worry about it. Then I know I got a lot of choices. This is what I can't do, but I got a lot of choices of what I can do. And so I want to erase any doubt, any questions about expectations around what we're doing here from a worship ministry standpoint. So I'm going to get started. We're going to hand these out. All right, so everybody's got one of these now? Okay, awesome. So we'll walk through this. You can skip past the first page. That's just the table of contents. So as Justin said this morning, his friend is ChatGPT. Mine is Google Gemini. So Google Gemini helped some with formatting this, but I checked through it to make sure things were right. So page two, the ministry and core values. I'm not going to read through this, but this is in the order that our pastor has it in his mind and in his heart. The number one thing is we are a church committed to biblical worship. We are created by God to worship God through personal, family, and gathered worship together. Worship is a lifestyle, and our worship is rooted and lived out in biblical truth. So we're going to speak more to that because it's number one on his list, number one on our list as a church, and that's what this meeting is about worship. So turn over to page three. where I go through, lay out the team requirements and rehearsal schedule. So choir. The choir is our largest vocal ensemble open to those who have a heart for praise. So this is the only group within the worship ministry that you do not have to be a member of Southside Baptist Church. What we, when Landon and I spoke about this a few weeks ago, what we committed to was church members not required, membership is not required, but you have to have at least attended Southside 101, which is that visitor interest class. So we want you to be connected at least at that level before you join, before you're able to become part of the choir. Everybody would complete the worship ministry volunteer interest questionnaire. So this is on the back, and actually I'm going to skip this for the rest of them because everybody's going to do this. And what this is basically is, long story short, I know that Karen can play the piano. I know that Ryan's really good on the drums. But that's not the most important thing that I need to know about Karen and about Ryan. I need to know about Karen and Ryan, their relationship with Jesus, why they do what they do. What's their drive and passion to serve in the worship ministry? Are they doing it for the right reason? So there's a few questions I'm going to ask everybody to complete. And then the worship ministry covenant, which is at the end. I've toyed around with doing this or not doing this, but then it kind of struck me that as my family was reading it back to me, that's important. Because what this worship ministry covenant basically says is that any role you're playing in here on the worship ministry team, you're a leader. You're representing Southside Baptist Church. If your life outside of the walls of this church doesn't reflect what Southside Baptist Church represents, we don't need you as part of the worship ministry leadership team. It may be a time where you say, okay, I need to be gone for 6 months. We've had that happen before in the past. Somebody has something going on in their life that is not reflective of what we do here, and we ask them to step away for at least 6 months till you get your life straight. That's just the reality. You know, people see who's on stage. They may know what you're doing during the week, and they're like, man, they're doing this during the week, and they're on stage. So this worship ministry covenant is just my opportunity to say, okay, we're agreeing to this. If sometimes something comes up, whether you're in school and it's something you're doing in school that you shouldn't be doing, or whether it's in work and it, you know, it's Landon and I will have conversations about it, but it will be a heart-to-heart conversation around, okay, are we really living up to this? Because it's important as we take on leadership roles in the church that we live into expectations. So everyone would sign that. So no audition for the choir, clearly. No audition for the choir. Show up and sing. We will find a place for you. And I'm looking nobody in the eyes right now. So there is a change. So this is one of the changes that I am implementing. You know, Landon and I talked through it. One of the changes I'm implementing as we hit this season. Because here's what I know. Our church is growing. The need for volunteers is growing. We need more people to help with children. We need more people in the nursery. We need more people to be greeters. We can always use more people to help with security. Those are the same people who seem to be part of the choir that are helping do these other things. And so here's the other piece of it. The reality is, even Landon said, the two services has been more difficult on the choir than anything else. Because my ask is we get as many people here as we can. And we've been getting 10, 11, 12 people here for both services on a Sunday morning. But is that the representation we want? And so what we're going to try moving forward is I'm going to ask the choir people to commit to one Sunday a month that you're singing in the choir loft. You will be singing in both services. I've got a schedule that I'm going to pass out from now through December. So you can mark it on your calendar and try to work around to make sure I'm here. We're only going to practice the two Sundays before that. So we'll practice a Sunday afternoon, practice a Sunday afternoon, sing on that next Sunday morning, and then you'll have two Sunday afternoons where you're not practicing. What does that do for us? Is that gives Amy an opportunity to schedule nursery workers where there's no choir conflict. That gives other places where you serve around here opportunity to schedule other workers where there's not a conflict with the choir. And so we're going to try it, see how it works. We're doing a lot of new things around here. This is one of them that we're going to try. And so my goal is to have every time the choir sings be like last Sunday was, where we have 27, 28 people up there in the choir loft singing their hearts out, sounding phenomenal. That's what I want. And so that's what we're going to try. I will pass out the schedule. Just if you're thinking the next Sunday we will sing will be the end of May, May 31st to be exact. So we'd practice the 2 weeks before that. So if you're thinking about choir, you've got a few weeks where you won't have the Sunday afternoon practices. So that's choir, praise singers. Praise singers, you must be a member of Southside Baptist Church to be one of the praise singers. If you also must be active participant with the choir. Choir is the entree. If you're going to sing on stage, I want you singing in the choir. So you need to be an active participant in the choir as well. Or if you're a youth, be in the youth band or student singers. The other piece of it is, and this really goes for all of us here, I want all of us to be active participants in other things going on in the church besides just what you do from a worship ministry standpoint. So you're visible at all different areas because you are leaders within the church. But from the praise singers, obviously they would also fill out that worship ministry. They have already done it because of part of the choir, the worship ministry covenant. And I can see the eye rolls now, but it's going to happen, is a one-on-one interview with me. We're going to have a discussion. We're going to have a discussion about your ability to sing harmony. We're going to have a discussion. We're just going to have a discussion through a lot of things. Some of you I will want to hear sing because I haven't honestly heard you sing very much, and I want to see what your strengths are. And I'll probably have Landon and Karen help me with that as well, because they're much more musically inclined, believe it or not, than I am. I'm just up here waving my arms around. They've got training, so they know what they're listening for. But the point in all of this is, if you're going to be up here with the five people singing, what are the best combinations that we can do? From a lead, from a harmony, from all of that. How is the best ways that we can make this work? I'm not cutting anybody, so don't worry about that. It's just, how is it best going to fit together? So I want to have conversations with each of you around that. If you are currently not volunteered to be a praise singer, but you would like to, same process. You're going to fill out the form. You're filling it out. If you're in the choir, if you're here, you're filling it out. Talk to me, and we'll have the conversation around, okay, I'll have you come to some practices, kind of see how the practices flow, and we'll go from there with it. Worship band, very similar to the praise singers. Have to be a member. Fill out the forms. Come to rehearsals. Rehearsal time, we rehearse 7:30 to 8:30 on Wednesday nights, more times than not, and Sunday mornings from 7:45 to 8:15. We'll get into some expectations around that, but same thing, band, have to be a member. AV team, have to be a member. Gotta be interested in sound, in trying to learn how to make things sound better, or in pro presenter. We do expect AV team members to be here as much as possible on Wednesday nights, because that's how we, whether it's pro presenter or the sound, and the live stream room, be here for both services on Sunday morning, because we are streaming now to the nursery or to the mom's room back there, in case there's a fussy baby and mom has to go out, that they can see the service as well. The pit crew, this is one where I desperately need some volunteers. The pit crew is our visual storytelling team. You're responsible for capturing the life of Southside through the lens. This is, the vision is directly from Landon. He's got such a way with words. Every photo tells a story. The photography team captures real moments of worship, community, and life change so others can see what God is doing at Southside and step in and belong. So you don't have to have a camera. What we found last week is it's a little bit awkward to be walking around taking candid pictures of people with your cell phone, because it could come across as a little creepy. So we're probably going to get a camera or borrow somebody who has a good camera, Kenneth and Karen. So you look more official holding an actual camera, but the whole concept, not looking for posed pictures, just looking for pictures around the sanctuary, 8 to 10 pictures a week that then Landon can use in various ways on social media. So if this is something that interests you, I know there's a couple of folks in the room already whose their main reason here is because I asked them to come for the photography crew. But again, you'd have to be a member. Still want you to fill out the same questionnaires. So we have that insight on you. So next page, let me get my glasses on, page 5. So I'm asking a lot of you guys, what am I delivering to you? So this is the worship leader's covenant. A healthy ministry is a two-way street. Because I'm a bivocational worship leader balancing a 50-hour work week and weekly overnight travel, I understand more than anyone that time is our most precious resource. I value your sacrifice and your family time. My overarching promise to you is this. Now, for some of you in the room, I'm doing my best today moving forward. Okay? This starts today. So my overarching promise to you is, if you don't waste my time, I won't waste yours. So a lot of this that we're getting into next is starting today. We're turning a new page. It's a new page here. To honor that commitment, I commit to the following. Organization and preparation. So my goal is to have, and I'm pretty good at this, planning center, have you aligned with which services you're going to be singing, playing in, at least 4 weeks in advance. Now, my request back from that, Graham Hyman, Caden Brown, not calling anybody out, is to accept or deny that before 6 hours before the service starts. So accept or decline. If you can't make it, please let me know, so I can make other plans. My plan moving forward is by Sunday night, I've got the songs loaded. I've got Prime loaded. I've shared that with everybody. That is part of Prime. That's part of Planning Center. So you practice. Because here's the deal. And the other part is I try to make sure, again, this is moving forward, that the chord charts are right and that I've got them separated. So the band knows what I'm talking about there. Respect for your time. Because we both have busy lives outside of these walls, I will treat our rehearsal times as a disciplined window of work and worship. Prompt starts and ends. Try to get here on time. Let's be ready to go at 7:30 on Wednesday nights, at 7:45 on Sunday mornings. No learning at rehearsal. If I'm going to try to get things loaded for the band, for the choir, for the whatever, I log in and listen to it before we practice. No learning at rehearsal. Rehearsal time is for your personal time. What we do when we're here at practice is to try to refine and make sure that we are ready to go for Sunday. But beyond that, number three, leadership, mentorship, and care. I'll provide a steady, calm, and prepared leadership presence on the platform. Again, that's moving forward. A culture of grace. While we strive for excellence, I recognize that mistakes happen. Anybody who's here on Good Friday, you know that mistakes can happen. I commit to a rehearsal environment where it is safe to mess up, fix it, and move on without embarrassment. Just let that lie right out there. But it is important, as I said, you're all people. We're people. We're going to mess up. There is grace associated with that. You go on YouTube, you see live fails. It happens all the time. We mess up. It's going to happen. And so, It's the you have no idea, and we talk about it a lot on Mondays, you have no idea how much unforced errors bother me. And what's an unforced error? It's when I don't have a song loaded in the back right and we get out of order. Or I don't have a video where it's supposed to be. Or I didn't stop the looping in the video. Those kind of things drive me crazy because I know, as I said earlier, it's a distraction. When that video starts over again, somebody's going to lose 5 minutes trying to think, what caused that? What? Those are the kind of things that I like to avoid. So part of that also comes with our being prepared when we practice. So the errors become less and less because we don't want to be a distraction with that. So page six, standard of conduct and rehearsal covenant. So number one, we should live a lifestyle of worship. If we're coming in on Sunday morning, we're not prepared. We haven't listened to the songs. We don't kind of get an idea of what's happening. We aren't prepared to worship. We should always maintain a posture of worship. I've seen it. We lead by example. If we look disengaged on the stage or in the booth or anywhere where we are, people around us will follow suit. I've seen it. I don't like this song very much, so I'm going to sing it, but I'm not really going to sing it. I know I got to do it because I got to sing this song to get to the next song that I really like. We need to, if that's your attitude, decline the Sunday. And I'm as serious as I can be. Because what we need is we're lead worshipers. We're trying to draw the congregation into worshiping along with us. And if you aren't worshiping, if you aren't singing as good as you can, it comes through. If you're bored with that song, it comes through. If that's whether you're singing, whether you're playing, when you're in the choir, whatever. Your facial expressions, how much you are engaged in what you're doing, directly impacts those that are in the congregation as well. So that's an important piece. Rehearsal ethics. Practice is for home. Rehearsal is for the team. So practice at home. When you come to our practices, that's really where we're going to try to get together. So individual preparation, punctuality, attendance. If a midweek or pre-service rehearsal is missed without prior coordination, the volunteer may be asked to sit out that Sunday to ensure the excellence and overall impact of the team. So immediately, my wife looks at that and says, huh, so if I don't show up for choir practice on Sunday morning, then I don't have to sing in the choir on Sunday morning? And I go back and I say, it says the worship leader may ask the volunteer not to sing. So that's still in my purview. Team unity and communication. Have a teachable spirit. Be supportive of each other. Even like Friday night, when things went off the rails, we had a long text exchange afterward Friday night, and it was all in good fun because, you know, we all felt that that song was never going to end, and we all felt like it was just going to be, it was just a train wreck that just was a very slow rolling off the tracks. But we laughed at ourselves because it happens, and we blamed Karen, and we all moved on. So number four, technical and creative steward. AV and the pit crew, the invisible presence. For the pit crew, the goal is to capture real moments without becoming a distraction. Photographers should move quietly, avoid blocking the view of worshipers, limit flash, no flash, during sensitive moments or prayer during the sermon. We want to get those pictures for those that are going to be in the pit crew uploaded to. We've got a shared drive set up, uploaded by 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoons. Landon may post something on Sunday night. He may wait till Monday to do it. But we're going to make sure we get those pictures up to him. The next page we can kind of just walk through. It's just be responsive to the tools that we use. If you don't know how to use the tools, let me know. We can talk through it. I can send you videos. There's tons of videos on how to use Planning Center, how to use Prime, how to use the different tools that we use. But just engage with them. Respond. Put in block out dates. If you're going to be on vacation, you know, go ahead and put it in. Go ahead and put it in because then I know when I go to plan you, I know Karen's going to be out of town end of May, so I know not to plan her. If you're sick, you can get sick. That's okay. If you get sick Saturday night, text me whenever you know. If you're planning to do something on Sunday, text me whenever you know. I don't care if it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'll get it when I wake up at 6:15. Lindsay texted me a few weeks ago about 6 o'clock and said, hey, kids are sick. I'm not making it. That's fine. Life happens. But don't text me, please, don't text me at 8:05 saying, hey, I'm not going to be there to run live stream this morning. That puts me in a bind. So if I know at 6:30, I can make alternate plans. So as soon as you know something's come up and you're not going to be able to fulfill your role on a Sunday morning, text me. I'll get up when I wake up, and I wake up at 6:15 on Sunday mornings. I'm out in the bed looking at my phone, seeing if anything comes up. All right, so I'm going to save the last point for just a minute. So any questions on what I've covered off on so far? Okay, the most fun part, which has gotten torn apart a few times by different people, appearance and platform presence. Here we go. While we do not enforce a strict dress code, those leading from the platform are subject to visual scrutiny. Please adhere to the following guidelines. General attire, this is for everybody. Business casual, smart casual, or neat denim. Clothes should be clean, free of holes, and fit appropriately. Modesty. When you're on an elevated stage, sight lines change and dresses look shorter than you think. Keep these considerations on Sunday when you're on stage. So what does that mean? Everyone, for everyone, meaning choir, meaning praise team, meaning band. Ladies, either wear pants or midi maxi dresses, i.e. knees covered. No shorts, no jeans with holes in them, no hats. Avoid large distracting graphics, neon colors, or massive jewelry that might catch stage lights and distract the congregation. Any questions on that point? Other piece too, it's not in here, but just avoid, I know we're getting to the summertime, and so you're driving with sunglasses on, you walk into the church like this. Before you go on stage, make sure those sunglasses are pulled off. I will remind you if I see you on stage with sunglasses on your head. We're not at the beach, we're on stage in a church, and so we'll avoid that. For the praise singers, all eyes are on you, because you're at the front of the stage. The less skin showing, the better. No exposed shoulders. Wear layers. Make sure your knees are covered. Layers are a beautiful thing. We don't want anything to distract people from worshiping. For the band, Southside t-shirts are okay. Solid dark couture. With that being said, my preference is if you're singing on the front of the stage, you can wear a t-shirt but wear something over it, not just a t-shirt. We're still a Southern Baptist church, and so no just t-shirts. If you're in the band and you're on the back, yeah, wear a t-shirt. My preference is it's a Southside t-shirt. Mary's got on a beautiful one back there right now. So that's fine. But Southside t-shirts are okay. Solid dark colors preferred. Jeans without holes. AV and pit crew, especially, this is not so much for the AV team because they're hidden anyway. But if you're out there taking pictures, or if you're in here taking pictures, what do the guys from second floor media wear when they're in here taking pictures? They wear dark colors. So they're not, they kind of sneak around and they're not super visible. And that's what, if you're going to be in here taking pictures, obviously, what was that? Okay. Wear darker colors so you kind of blend in with the background. So, any questions on the appearance, clothing? All right, last two things. Here's what I'm asking of each of you. So, up here on the stage, I have a few things. I've got one, if you're in the choir, I would ask you to stop by and pick this up on your way out. This is the order, this is the schedule for what we'll do between now and December, unless things change. That's number one. Number two, what I have up here is, choose this one, is the pit crew Sunday shot list ideas. These are ideas for what kind of good pictures would be to take. Even I've got the QR code here for where you're going to upload it to the Google Drive. So if you're interested in that, see me, grab one of these. Number three thing that I have, this is the worship ministry volunteer questionnaire. It's on page 8 and 9 of your workbook, but I just want to give you a clean version of this. You can see what it's asking in here. And this is if you're currently in the choir, and that's what your goal is to be in the choir. I still would ask you to fill out one of these so we can have it. If you're in the choir, but you're like, hey, I can play banjo. I might want to play banjo in the band. Then express that. No, Ryan, you can't play banjo, but check that. Okay, I got an interest in playing banjo. I'd like to talk about it, so we can sit down and talk about it. But you can see the questions on here just to get insight from you on where you see your role as a worship team member. What do you do? And kind of where are you involved in the church outside of the worship team? This just kind of helps me as I get to know each of you better. And then the last piece, so that'll be up here. The last piece is this. Worship ministry covenant. This is what I'm asking each person to sign. It says, by signing this document, I acknowledge that I have read, understood, and agree to the worship team requirements and expectations. I recognize that serving in worship ministry is a leadership position that requires spiritual maturity, technical preparation, and a heart for the congregation of the Southside Baptist Church. Spiritual growth, I commit to maintaining a personal walk with Christ and a lifestyle that reflects biblical values. I agree to arrive at rehearsals prepared, having studied the music charts or technical cues in advance. I will be in my place and ready to serve at the designated call times. I will maintain a teachable spirit, responding gracefully to leadership and supporting my fellow teammates. So I'm asking everybody to review that, sign that. Let me be honest. I've not had any issues with anybody in here in several years. But this just gives us a starting place to work from, in case life happens and things get kind of off the skids. So, what the ask of each of you is if you can, fill out both of these forms, get them to me back by the end of April. If you are in here and you're like, I'm not sure I want to do all that, this is as good a time as any to say, you know what, I'll find somewhere else in the church to serve. I don't think any of you are in that position, but if you are, if you're like, yeah, that's too much for me, then that's okay as well. So, any questions for me about this? If the only time where I would expect the congregation not to be singing is if nobody else on stage is singing. So what I, and this is a good reminder for me to continue to reinforce this with the other singers. If, like this morning when Leah was singing the verses of that song, Christus Victor, all the rest of us on stage, we had our mics down, but we're still singing the words. So if you see everybody else singing the words, then the congregation should be singing along as well. Because there are some songs where it's easier for one person to carry that verse than to have five people trying to sing in exact the same intonation, phraseology, and all that kind of stuff. So it's easier to have one person singing. But that doesn't mean the congregation shouldn't be singing it. Really, if any song that the band is up singing, congregation should be singing it as well. If I stand you, I'm not standing you to watch us. And that's you know what? Now you're going to get me on a soapbox. There's a piece in here that says, I welcome suggestions for songs. Okay, when you send me a song suggestion, I want you to think about a couple of things first. Think about the words of the song, not where it's coming from. We don't really discriminate here where it comes from. If the words are uplifting, if the words are true, then, okay, we'll listen to it. It's got to be a singable song. Let me give you an example. We did Goodbye Yesterday for a few weeks, and then I got a nudge from my pastor, said, hey, I'm standing out here in the congregation. Ain't nobody singing this with you. The words are too fast. The counting's kind of weird. Everybody's just kind of looking around saying, what? So the song has to be singable. Not singable for 15, 16-year-olds. Singable from 15 years old to 70 years old, because that's what we have in the church. We're a multi-generational church, so by definition, we're singing songs that are applicable to lots of different generations. The other thing is the best way to make sure that I don't pick a song that you send me is to send me a song. Hey, I like this song. I think I sound pretty good singing it. Because what's happening right there is you're making it about you. It's not about the song. It's about you. What I love is, man, this is a great song. I can hear the church singing this as a group. I'm going to listen to that song. But if it's shining the light on me, then I'm pushing that song back for a while before I even listen to it, because it's not sent in the right mode. But, yes, so to your point, we want to, if we're singing songs, and this is why I love having Landon and his experience. If we're singing songs, he says so much, I love hearing the congregation sing. If we're singing songs and the congregation isn't singing, then it's a concert. We're not here to do a concert. We aren't good enough to do a concert. We're just here helping y'all sing together. Anything else? Okay, Landon, no. You mind sharing some final thoughts?
No, so a couple of things. I will say that as one who gets to sit in the room, that was, I'll be honest, one of my greatest plights as a worship pastor was I was always on the stage and never could get to hear the room. And I hope I get to be ears for this guy. And what's in this room is beautiful. I know on stage a lot of times it feels very different, but what's happening out here is incredible. And so I would encourage you to, as you listen to live stream, just to know live stream is live stream. And we just don't have the level of ability or technology to produce in our live stream what you hear on your radio. That's just the reality. It's the nature of it. But I want you to know what happens in this space, which is our first and utmost responsibility each and every Sunday, is incredible in every single way. I just want to echo Kip in saying that what you all are doing is phenomenal. This is not some passive aggressive way of us going, okay, we got one or two, we got to figure out what to do with, and we're going to create. No. This is literally, God is growing our church, and we are trusting him and walking with him, and we know as God continues to grow us, that it is our goal and our desire to do ministry to the best of our ability and also protect God's church. And just to be honest, music ministry, platform ministry is where people love to come first. And so we want to have processes in play that when people come, that we can know their hearts, we can know their testimonies, we can know their desires, their whys as to why they want to be a part of the ministries that God. And so this isn't just music ministry. We're doing this in children's ministry. We're doing this in student ministry. We're doing this across the board so that we can protect what God is allowing us to experience here at Southside. And so thank you again for being so vital and so wonderful and so faithful to be a part of what God is allowing us here at Southside and leading in and through it every single week. I see you. I appreciate you. I thank God for you, and I pray for you every single day. So thank you so much for all that you do.